You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and it's hard to believe, but 20 years ago, when I was over the air on Chin, I had Dan O'Connell and Jim Mountain come into studio, and it was a week or two later, a week later than this, because being live, we were able to cover the topic in a live fashion. But with the internet and podcasting, we try and cover things a little in advance. But Dan and Jim were in to talk about the 10th anniversary in 2006 of the Almont Celtfest. Well, that means this year is the 30th anniversary. And Christina Scurries is here with me to talk about that. Because these are milestones in any festival that it first of all can survive and continue to grow. Christina, great to see you again.
Great to see you too, Austin. Thank you so much for having me.
So, big year for you guys.
Oh, it's a huge year for us. We're so excited to be celebrating our 30th anniversary this year.
And I know that with all festivals, particularly over the last 10 years, because of COVID particularly, it threw a spanner in the works for many, and for some it was their demise. For others, it was a case of that they struggle and continue to struggle. But you guys were able to recalibrate and get yourselves back on track fairly quickly.
We've pulled through it for sure. And, you know, that's definitely have to thank the community in large part for showing up, you know. The gate donations and the local sponsorship has been incredible, especially this year. And we're just so thankful to that the community supports us and the town supports us. You know, they provide us with a grant. We've also got a grant from Ontario government. So we're just overall thankful that we can put this together for the community.
When the festival started out, it would have been purely music on stage, but you've now been able to extend that you're getting into Celtic College workshops, and these are very much an important part of festivals like this.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yep, we are offering, this year we have 8 Celtic College workshops the morning of Saturday, July 4th, and so there's everything from participatory workshops with your instruments. So we've got, for instance, beginner fiddle, an advanced fiddle. We've got a barring class. We've got a whistle class. We also have a Highland pipe demonstration where you don't need to know an instrument. You're just there to learn and to listen. So I would highly recommend checking out our offerings for workshops. And our headliner, I don't know if I'm stealing your thunder here, Austin, we're so thrilled to be welcoming Leahy to our stage on Saturday night. There will also be 4 workshops being taught by members of the Leahy Band on Saturday morning. So if you want a chance to learn from the absolute professionals, would highly recommend checking that out.
And we're so fortunate, and when I say we, I mean, on this side of the Atlantic, but certainly in our locale, that there is such a historical wealth of talent within the Celtic music community, that you can draw very heavily on local talent, and local again being not just the Valley, but going down into the Peterborough area where you have Leahy and others. Mm-hmm. But also then, right across North America, and then that a festival like Almont is something that crops up on the radar of Irish performers, Scottish performers at home that they want to get involved.
Correct, yeah. And this year we do have an Irish singer-songwriter coming over. She actually lives in the States right now, but she's originally from Ireland. Her name is Eilish. And we're very excited to have her. We think she has a wonderful voice, wonderful storytelling in her songs.
And likewise, the different nuances, I guess, of Irish and Celtic traditional music vary by region. So what you get up the Ottawa Valley would be very different than what you might get in Quebec. And I know you have the Bon de Barras coming as well.
We do. We try to get a little bit of a smattering of everything, you know, everything that's kind of Celtic adjacent. So we're pretty excited to be offering up different styles and have some variability in the day.
The other one I saw there that brings me back a full 20 years is the Barley Shakers are still performing.
They are a staple on our stage. I don't think we could do a Elmont Celt Fest without them. Yeah.
And then Graham Lindsay, who is doing fantastic these days. Graham is with you this year also.
He is for sure. He will be opening on Friday night for PEI songwriter, singer-songwriter Lenny Gallant. So we're very excited to have him as well. He has a lengthy career in music and has many accolades to his name. And so we're pretty pleased to have one of our, you know, Graham Lindsay, our local performer, opening up for him.
And then you have the Ottawa Celtic Choir coming out also.
We do. Yeah. We're pretty excited for that as well. They'll be singing all of the anthems and then a few songs of their own. So that's always a treat.
Now, Christina, like what we've just outlined is a top to bottom heavy list of performers who are going to be there over the weekend. And none of that comes free on one level. And yet, some of it comes free on another level. So, you did mention that you were fortunate enough to get a grant from Ontario and a variety of other places. But for the people of Almont, for the people of Ottawa, the region, all who come, there's a variety of things that are by donation. There's some that are at a cost, and there's some that are free.
So this year, because it's our 30th, we are offering all 3 days as entry by donation to the festival. So there are no tickets that you have to buy. You just simply show up at the gate, and hopefully you are inspired enough to donate. It is what keeps us going from year to year. The workshops themselves will be, there will be a fee associated with the workshops, but pretty much everything else. Like, we have a session happening Saturday night that is free to attend. We've got all sorts of vendors in the park, obviously free to browse, but you may have to pay for some things if you want to take them home.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that you do have a great contingent of vendors covering all sorts of crafts, arts, in some cases our local produce. Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We've got a lot of really great vendors this year. A lot of them are local. We've got some pottery, we've got some leather work there. Jewelry will be there. There will be artists there. We've got some fiber arts, metal works, just a whole bunch of different things for you to browse.
And an integral part of culture is sport. And I know
Yes.
that there's exhibition games happening also.
Yes. So there will be Gaelic sports demonstrations. So that would be Gaelic football and hurling. So you'll see the men's teams, the women's teams, and the youth teams, including the after-school Elmont program in that.
So if I want to arrive out there, and bring my own picnic, and there's places where we can settle in, get a picnic table, or just find some nice shaded area and make a day of it without necessarily having to go to restaurants. But lots of opportunities to turn it into that type of a picnic day.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of food trucks as well lined up.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different food offerings. We've got two breweries who have partnered with us, so we'll be able to offer some refreshments. Just a note that you are more than welcome to bring your own food into the park, but we are not allowing any alcohol, so you must purchase your alcohol on site.
So putting this into a schedule, you're looking at day one getting underway at 5 p.m. on Friday to 10 p.m. So I guess that would be the concert, the main stage on Friday night, and then you get underway again at noon on Saturday, July 4th, until 10 p.m. And on Sunday,
And
yeah, go on.
with the session afterwards as well.
Indeed.
So the performance is in at 10 p.m., but then there's the late night session over at the Legion.
And then Sunday noon until 6 p.m. And I know a feature, a staple, has been on the Sunday mornings, that there has been a church service with Celtic musicians participating. Is that also on the agenda?
That is definitely on the agenda. That is the Fiddle Mass. It takes place at the Holy Name of Mary Church, and that begins at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And it's open to everybody.
Parking, because, you know, we talked about this, that the gates are open, the doors are open and everything else. And parking sometimes in some locations can be a challenge. Plenty of parking. And what about accessibility?
So there is a new accessible platform that was put in last year by the town. And so we do have accessibility features. Parking will start off in the community center parking lot, where there is also accessible parking. And then once that is full, then it's up to street parking.
Okay. Excellent. Christine, it's been great reconnecting with you. I know this is always busy the few days, the week or so before things come together, and you're making sure that everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing, the time they're supposed to be doing it, where they're supposed to be doing it, and with whom they're supposed to be doing it.
Yes.
So all these things all coming together.
Everything, all of the information that you need is on our social media. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Almont Celtfest, or on our website at www.almontkeltfest.com.
Christina, thanks so much for taking the time. It's been great chatting with you.
Thank you for having me, Austin. Hope to see you out.
Hopefully.